what is it about Kirk that makes you think he's the right fit for this roster at this time?
Well, it goes back all the way back to his playing days. He kind of falls in the mold of the Brendan Moores and the Francises with the great character and leadership qualities. He's a very good communicator. And he's a guy that's had a great hockey career and a guy that's worked on his coaching career. He did a lot of the coaching in Montreal over the last few years. And I feel that he's very well prepared, very well suited for the type of team that we're trying to build to grow back towards winning a cup sometime in the next few years.
Is there any one or two things that you saw from the team over the last month or so that you really think that Kirk is going to be able to contribute immediately and improve and, you know, make a positive impact?
Well, it's hard just to wave a magic wand over the team and think that you can just all of a sudden win immediately. What I want to see is that work ethic from the team and the team coming together and gelling as a team. We put together a group of players at the start of each year. Sometimes they gel together quick, sometimes they don't. This group hasn't. They haven't come to a point that they want to work hard enough for each other and gel together as a team. And I would like to think with his leadership qualities that he can bring that together. And if it doesn't, we'll know that it's just a group of guys that wasn't the right mix, and we'll start weeding guys out and building towards that winning team as soon as we can.
I know you've still got two-thirds of the season in front of you, but at what point do you have to make that determination? Is it a month down the road? Is it at the trade deadline? Or is it somewhere in between where you have to decide, you know, this is either working or this is not working, we've got to change things up?
We'll see where we are if we're in shouting distance of that playoff spot. We'll still work towards it. You never want to give up on a season. I don't believe we have to at this point, and let's just see where we go here month by month.
I know Paul's been a good friend of yours personally, not just in hockey, over the last 15, 20 years. I know it's difficult to pull the trigger on a friend like that, but at some point, is it just you have to manage the team, and that's what it comes down to? Does it make it any more difficult, the fact that there's a personal relationship there as well?
The friendship is overblown with our relationship as a working relationship, and it's almost better when we're not working together, because the fact of the matter is we don't really act like friends when we're working together. We very seldom go out socially, and almost cautiously that we don't. So, but Paul has been a longtime friend of mine. I would like to think he'll be a lifetime friend of mine. And it's hard to see anybody lose their job. And especially in these times, a guy loses his job that's put everything into it. But we're reminded every day there's a lot of people out of work in this country, and we don't like to see anybody out of work.
When you put your short list together, and you said in the press conference that Kirk was at the top of the list, was there any specific thing that you were looking for? Was it performance with young guys? Was it development? Was it coaching special teams? Because I know he had a real track record with the Montreal power play when he was there. Or was it just kind of a combination of all those things?
Combination of all those things. It's really the character and leadership qualities that a head coach needs to have, and he has them.
Jim, thanks for your time.
All right. No problem.